This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. The Kansas City Royals blanked the San Francisco Giants 10-0 last night in Game 6 of the World Series, and as a result, there will be a Game 7 this evening at Kauffman Stadium. The team's unexpectedly deep run into the postseason has put Kansas City in the national spotlight. Bathed in blue, KC has looked pretty darn inviting on TV, but is there a long-term benefit to the city? KCUR's Sam Zeff went to find out and files this report.
Royals take game two. 7-2. And even this series in a game apiece.
Even before the Royals won game two of the series at Kauffman, there was already some talk that Kansas City was now America's team. And just as important, that Kansas City had a whole new reputation. It was a hidden gem. The place to visit. The new it town.
Every game that we have is like a three-hour commercial for our hometown. People see the stadium rocking, people having a good time.
Jeff Pinkerton tracks economic trends for the Mid-America Regional Council. Coming back from commercials, Fox shows downtown, Union Station, and the fountains. And, says Pinkerton, while it's hard to put a number on it just now, those are the kinds of scenes that lure tourists.
We're having a great time, and we're getting some great publicity, and that's really what I think makes this whole thing worth it.
So to see how we're doing, I went to the airport because, well, that's where you find out-of-towners. I stopped in Terminal C outside of one of those CNBC stores and found people browsing a heaping table of Royals T-shirts, caps, and hoodies, most of which had already been marked down. This woman was here from Brazil attending a wedding.
I'm cheering for Royals, but I don't know very much how does it work, so.
So you were at a wedding in Fort Scott?
Yep.
And then after the wedding was over, you went back to watch the World Series?
Yep.
And now you're here buying Royals stuff?
Yep.
Gotta love you for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
If the country is going to embrace a team in this World Series, I think, generally speaking, I think Kansas City is appealing to them because of sort of the underdog roots, and it's a great baseball town, and it's a town that just hasn't had a winner in a long time.
Richard Deitch covers the media for Sports Illustrated. He says calling the Royals America's team may be overstating the case a bit, but he likes what the series is doing for the city.
There's no doubt that over the last 3-4 weeks, there's been more stories coming out of Kansas City because the national press has descended there than we've seen in a long time. Generally speaking, those stories have only been positive, so I think that can only help the reputation of the city.
But no matter what happens, Kansas City has made at least a couple of new friends, like this guy from Canada, who says he felt right at home.
I will. I have been rooting for them up to this point, so now that I've been here, I'll continue to root for them.
And our new friend from Brazil.
So you're going to go with the royal blue T-shirt here, and then take that back home and root for the Royals?
Yeah, because I have left my heart here. So that's why.
Sam Zeff, KCUR News.